the youth message, a message designed for childlike faith. So we're all children of the living God, no matter what age that you are. And sometimes we need to approach the messages with a childlike faith. You know, there's a crown, and I don't know if you ever pay much attention to it. Burger King's got a crown that you can get when you go to Burger King. Well, is Burger King actually a king? Or are we little kings and little queens? I don't know. I wanted to know how it feels to be a king. And I don't know, maybe you do, but I think it might feel pretty good. The trouble is, I'm not really a king of anything. You don't see a lot of kings around today in our cultures, not like the old days. Almost every country had a king at one time. Now, England, who we departed from and started the United States of America, still has a king. But we, as Americans, in our country, we have a president. Some countries have prime ministers and general secretaries. But actually, all of us here are kings and queens in one way. Now, what do you mean? Well, the Bible says that when God made us, he crowned us with glory and honor and made us just a little bit lower than the angels. That's exciting when you think about it. But when we think about it, there is only one king. And the king is the only one who really should be wearing a crown. What are we thinking about today as we're talking about a king? Yeah, that's right. Jesus is the real king. And today we remember how powerful Jesus really is. And today, being close to the end of the church year, as we're getting ready for Thanksgiving and we're getting ready for Christmas, you know, we got to remember that when time is run out, Jesus will still be the ruler of everybody. Whether we believe that he was a king before or not, that's why this particular Sunday that we have on the church calendar is called Christ the King Sunday. Yeah, Christ the King Sunday. So when Jesus was living in our world, he was a king too, but he didn't look like it to anybody. He just looked like an ordinary person. In fact, when Jesus was on trial and Pilate was kind of getting to defend himself, and Jesus was really almost ready to die because he was arrested, and he had to answer questions from some kings who thought they were more important than they really were. And one of them happened to be named Herod. Now, he was a king at that time in the Jewish territory. But another was not exactly a king. He had the power like a king, but his name was Pontius Pilate. And Jesus, he asked Jesus, "Are you a king?" And Pilate heard that Jesus was called a king. "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered him, "My kingdom does not belong to this world." But Pilate didn't understand that answer. And when Jesus was telling Pilate that God's kingdom is bigger than the world, it includes all the planets and all the stars and even heaven. So Jesus is the only true king worthwhile having. He is the king of all of the world. And man, wow, what a wonderful thing. So you can be a little king and a little queen because we are part of the kingdom of the living God. Amen. Have a wonderful day.